Joining us now is Steve Berline. Steve, how are you, man? Thanks for making some time.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I had the mute on for a second. I apologize.
No problem.
It is all good. Obviously, we know the work you do with Dallas. What'd you think with the Commanders in town yesterday?
Well, you know, it was obviously kind of a unique situation with the Cowboys having nothing really to play for and kind of getting a look at Trey Lance and, you know, the Commanders obviously having a game plan in place to let Marcus Mariota play the whole second half. And, you know, and obviously we got into the effect of the outcome on the overall seeding, whether it was going to be the Commanders in the sixth or seventh spot. So that was, you know, we were following all those dynamics, but it was a very unique game for all those different reasons. And, you know, it seemed as though in the first half, you know, Jaden Daniels never really got the chemistry or the offense flowing the way that we had obviously become accustomed to seeing him get it going for most of the year. And then when Marcus came in the second half, the offense really opened up and started clicking, which was really surprising to us from an opponent standpoint. We were all not sure about how that was all going to work out as far as how much of the game Jaden was going to be playing. And, you know, we were obviously excited to see him up close and personal after seeing him, 5 weeks ago in Washington. But long story short, you know, this is a good young football team you guys have there. And Jaden Daniels, obviously one of the top young quarterbacks in the NFL. I think he's got nothing but great days ahead of him. And I'm excited to see whether they can show up ready to play this week and, try and make a little bit of a run here. This kid seems to be one of those guys that can get a team ready to go and can carry a team when it needs to.
Absolutely. Yesterday was kind of a fluky situation, I think. I don't know if you saw it this way, too. It seemed like Washington didn't really game plan for Dallas. It may be in an effort. They knew they were in the playoffs, and they just didn't want to show a whole lot. I don't know. It just – Jaden didn't look right. They were down a few offensive linemen. Once Parsons had two sacks in the first three snaps, it just seemed like there was, like, this pivot away from, all right, we're not gonna do anything too risky here.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, and I think as we got into the game, it became more clear that was kind of the mentality that Washington had. And we were talking about, well, okay, if they're the sixth seed, they go to L.A. and play the Rams. If they're the seventh seed, they go to Philadelphia. And I was early on, I was like, well, I would think they would, you know, they'd want to play and win this game, and I'd rather go to L.A. than go to Philadelphia. But then as we talked through it, I'm like, you know, I'm not so sure about that because the Rams are playing as well as anybody right now. And I think when the Commanders really looked at this ball game, they were like, it really doesn't matter whether we're going to Philadelphia or going to L.A. They're both teams that are playing really well. We got to find a way to make sure that we get through this game healthy and that we can go into that game, the big playoff game next week, with all of our horses healthy, ready to go and focused on that. And it seemed like that was kind of the mentality on the sideline too, when you saw kind of how light it was with Jaden Daniels laughing all the way through that second half.
Yeah.
And the mentality, I think, was really positive. It's like, hey, let's get through this one and let's focus on next week because that's when it really matters.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought it was like a situation where they wanted to get out healthy. They weren't concerned about the other stuff. They wanted to get out healthy.
Right.
And then like for me though, it's like Sean McVay didn't play his players. A lot of coaches do that these days where they don't play guys. They go out a different mindset. Then the next week they feel they can rile their guys up. And I believe that Dan has a certain feel for his team that he knows he won't have a problem getting them ready for next week.
Well, I'm sure they addressed it. I'm sure that was probably the plan all week was, hey, we're going to go out, we're going to play hard, but we're only looking for, you know, we're going to rest some guys. We're going to make sure that, you know, you talk about your center, Biadasz. You know, he probably could have gone yesterday, but they probably made a decision that, hey, you know, let's just make sure that he's 100% or as close to 100% going into the playoffs as we possibly can. And I think that was the mentality they probably took with everybody. And the whole team, you know, the majority of those guys obviously understand the significance of going into the playoffs and what this means, the opportunity. And, Brian, you know, I mean, you don't get a whole lot of opportunities. A lot of guys don't get the opportunity ever to go to the playoffs.
Yeah. Right.
And so the focus is on, hey, let's make sure that we don't lose what the momentum that we've built up, but let's also understand that winning and losing this ball game really doesn't matter that much to what our overall goal is, and that's to try to make a run deep into the playoffs and see how far we can take this thing. So it became clear that was kind of the mentality they had, and to come away with the win, you know, ended up being a bonus, I think, because the way they did it at the end of the game and other. And I mean, this team now, I think, believes, your team, the Commanders, believes that no matter what the situation is, and especially when Jaden Daniels is in there, they can find a way to come back and win ball games at the end as long as they're within striking distance. And that's a dangerous team. When they really mm-hmm. believe that and feel that, you know, that's a big deal.
Talking with Steve Berline here. You can give him a follow at Steve Berline, STEVE. BEUERLEIN, NFL quarterback for 14 seasons, over 100 starts in the NFL. You know, it's interesting, Steve, because I was checking out your Twitter profile, and you were kind of talking about Jaden earlier, not just after the Cowboys game, but kind of what he did against the Eagles and then the Falcons. How impressed have you been by Jaden throughout the season?
Well, this goes back, first off, I'm not upset about this at all, but I played 17 years in the NFL. I just had, for whatever reason, sometimes it comes out where my injured reserve years, they don't give me credit in the bio sometimes. So I don't know why that is, but so, that's a minor issue.
Well,
the more important thing that we're talking about is Jaden Daniels, and you're 100% right. I was on him in terms of being like a really dynamic, and I called it, when the Commanders drafted him, that he was going to be the offensive rookie of the year. I had the chance to cover him several times when he was playing at LSU, and the development that I saw in him, and especially the jump from his second to last year at LSU to his final year under Brian Kelly and Mike Denbrock, I just saw him develop and mature, and I was like, this kid's ready. I mean, his athletic ability, obviously nobody ever question that, but what he showed me his final year at LSU was the ability to stand in the pocket, get through his reads, make the right decision quickly on time, and get the ball out to the right guy accurately, and then take the shots at the right time and deliver the ball down the field with accuracy. To me, he looked like an NFL quarterback that senior year, and I felt that whoever got him was going to have I really felt he was the best quarterback coming out last year. And, you know, thank goodness he's made me look good with that prediction because he played so well.
Now he has a calmness about himself on the field that I think when you other teammates around you and the quarterback is calm, it keeps your whole offense that way.
Yeah, you know, Brian, I mean, that position is so key. And when the quarterback has that air about him, that confidence, and he's now backed it up several times, they've seen him do it. He just kind of makes it look easy. Kind of, you go back to his mentality and his presence on the field at the end of those games. It reminds me of a guy that we all know, Joe Montana. You know, he was always so cool in those moments. It was like, okay, this is why we're here. This is what it's all about. You know, of course we're going to go down and win this ball game. There's enough time to get it done. We're going to go down and do it right now. And everybody buys into it. Everybody believes it. And it's amazing how that infectious attitude really makes a difference at the end of those ball games when everybody really believes that it's going to happen.
It's interesting because it's so hard to quantify that or predict it. But when you do it four straight times to end the season and really just kind of throughout this year, there's a sense that nothing's over till it's all the way over. And so much of that starts with Jaden.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I know the two games prior to the game yesterday, you know, they were down 10 points in the fourth quarter, I believe. And in both of those games, they came back and find a way to get it done. And, you know, there's no doubt that what Dan Quinn is building there culture-wise, and the decision to hire him was a great one. But when you find that guy that can step into that huddle and can carry that pressure and those expectations and make it look so easy and so natural, that is a very, very rare individual that can step in there and handle it, especially as a rookie. And,
yes.
I just think he's got great things in front of him, without a doubt.
Talking with Steve Berline here, 17-year quarterback in the NFL.
Thank you.
Steve.
Yeah, but you fought through all those years, Steve. You won them all, man.
Listen, I can tell you, because we've had other former players on, and B has said it too. It's IR practice squad years on Pro Football Reference, which is like kind of the official place to look this stuff up. They don't show up. So I stand corrected with some regularity, but please believe it's not me trying to downplay the accomplishment.
No, heck no. I don't feel that way at all. I mean, that's just everybody does their data a little bit differently and they present it that way. So no, I don't take it personal at all.
All right, good. I am curious, though, with your work on the Dallas radio broadcast, what you think happens there. John Mara came out and said that they're keeping everybody. Joe Shane and Daboll are going to stick around. You're seeing some firings today. You're seeing some guys get kept. Mike McDaniel in Miami, getting kept. What do you think happens with McCarthy?
That's a great question. I think early in the year with the struggles that this team had, even when Dak was healthy before he got hurt, this team, the Cowboys, was not playing at a high level. And it was just obvious that something was missing. And I really believed that the team just wasn't ready to play week in and week out. The way that they were getting hammered, I'm not talking about just getting beat at home. They were getting pounded at home. And it goes back to the last game last year when they hosted Green Bay in the playoffs, mm-hmm. first round of the playoffs in Dallas. Now, remember, this is a team that had won 16 games in a row at home coming into that playoff game last year against Green Bay. And then they got just destroyed. Green Bay ran right over them in the playoffs. And then the first six home games this year, they lost. And it was like, what has happened to this organization all of a sudden? And then, of course, Dak gets hurt, and it continues to spiral a little bit. But what we were impressed with as the season went along, the team never quit. And they had some really, really major injury problems on the defense. I mean, I'm talking, if you were to analyze how many guys they lost and had to rotate in and go through with that defense all year, it was amazing. And then by the end of the year, they were actually playing really well. So I think the case is pretty strong, and Jerry Jones is not a guy that's going to make a rash decision. There's only been one time I think he's fired a head coach during the season. So he's always been able to get through the season, take a step back and evaluate it, and he'll weigh the pros and cons. I think you can make a case either way for it. It seems as though the last couple weeks it's been trending toward Jerry's going to give McCarthy a new deal. And, it's I don't know which way I would say is the way that I would lean, one way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. But I wouldn't be surprised if they end up working it out. And the question then becomes whether McCarthy wants to explore what other options are out there. And he may have the leverage now because Jerry may want to try to bring it back.
That'd be fascinating if this ends up with McCarthy having leverage on Jerry. Steve, last thing, as a Notre Dame guy, you're down in the Final Four in college football. What's your you got the Domers winning this thing or what?
You know, I my heart says yes, my head says no, but I didn't think we'd get through last week in Georgia, and beating Georgia. And truly, if you really step back and think about that ball game last week, it wasn't. Notre Dame people are thinking, oh, we pounded Georgia, we killed them. I was like, you know what? We really didn't. We only had 240 yards of total offense. Our scoring came. We kicked the field goal with like 2 minutes left in the first half. We got a sack fumble in the next play. We had a 13-yard touchdown pass, one play, 13-yard drive. And then we returned the kickoff to open the second half. Those 17 points right there in like 54 seconds, and that was what determined the ball game. Now, our defense obviously played well against the backup quarterback and against a Georgia team that really isn't the same Georgia team that they've been over the past, you know, 8 to 10 years. But still, it's a good football team that's played in big games. So the bottom line is we got it done. We're there. And I think we got a good matchup against Penn State. I think we'll win this week. And you're going to see us going up against probably Ohio State in the national championship game. And once you get there, you know, on any given Sunday, as they always say, it can happen. So my fingers are crossed. I hope it works out. But, you know, my mind tells me that it's probably a little bit of a pipe dream. I don't think it's really going to happen. But if it does, boy, I'll be fired up like everybody else.
Dream big, baby. Dream big.
Yeah, man. It's been it's been cool to watch, and it's definitely some unexpected matchups. And I think that game against Penn State could be awesome. Steve, we got to run, man. Thank you for making time with us.
Okay, guys. Anytime. Sorry, I was a little bit hard to track down this morning.
No problem, good, bro. Not a big deal. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye, man.
Steve Berline. Check him out at Steve Berline on X and Instagram. He does all the Cowboys games. Watched Washington win that thing late, miracle, whatever you want to call it, one more this season. They've been stacking them up.